down to business. Sponsored by Flowgas. On the grid, off the grid. Flowgas is Ireland's only supplier of LPG and natural gas. Wherever you are.
Now, maybe it was the 50p piece slipped into the hand from a relative or the arrival of pocket money. But I'm sure most of us remember the unbridled joy of a childhood visit to a sweet shop. And now it seems the humble sweet shop is making a comeback. On this week's Industry Review, we're taking a trip down to the future to talk about a new generation of confectionery connoisseurs. They are the manager of the Temple Bar branch of Auntie Nellie's Sweet Shop, that's Sinead Hancock. On the phone, we've got the owner of the Slip Sweet Shop in Kilkenny. Brian Kenny is also the co-owner of Twizzlers in Bray. He joins us here. And we've also got Dave Dunn, sorry, from Twizzlers in Bray, who joins us here. Brian is from the Slip Sweet Shop in Kilkenny. Sorry about that, folks. Slight confusion there on the intros. Brian, I'm going to start with you on the phone because I'm a Kilkenny man and I remember my trips to Meanies and White's on High Street in Kilkenny. Do you remember? Are you young enough or old enough to remember those two shops?
Oh, yeah, no, that's where I started as well, Bobby. Remember well. And I suppose I moved to Dublin for a while and I suppose came back after a few years and noticed they were gone.
Yeah.
So I suppose that's kind of what gave me the idea at some stage in the future that it'd be a nice road to go down.
I remember, and it's funny the memories you have. I remember going in on a Sunday morning with my father we used to go to both the Meanies and White's, and I remember Mr. Meany being terrible. Even though I believe he was a lovely man, but I was only a little fella, and I was just sort of in awe of this, of his presence in the shop. This was a kind of a retailer of status, as I saw him, and he ran a very, very tidy business there, wasn't it? And it was all that sort of old world of the jars and, yeah, the apple custard rounds. I remember nearly choking to death on one of those one time, which is like kind of like the bullseye. But there is a real nostalgia around the different types of sweets of old, is there not, Brian?
There is, absolutely, yeah, because I think there used to be one of these shops nearly in a lot of towns back in our day, and I think over the years they just disappeared with kind of convenience shops kind of doing everything, and I don't think they wanted the hassle of weighing out sweets or anything like that anymore. It wasn't, you know, they just wanted people to buy their crisps or their chocolate bars or whatever. So I suppose, looks like there's an opportunity there and to bring, I suppose, all these sweets back to the current generation. And I say, thankfully, they're still being made and we were able to source them. And
yeah, so tell us a bit about your own business, Dan. Tell us a little bit about your own business.
Yeah, well, I opened up in 2009 there and in the Butterslip in Kilkenny. And I quickly kind of latched on to the idea that I needed an online shop as well. So in 2010, I think we kind of started trading with the online shop. So actually, as it is now, currently, I mainly trade off is the online shop. So as we're open 24 hours a day. So
wow, okay.
We're selling to the whole world. Like the last four or five orders in yesterday were all from the United States. So it's out there.
Okay, well, stay with us, Brian. I want to bring in my next two guests. I want to talk to Sinead Hancock. She's the manager of the Temple Bar branch of Auntie Nellie's. Sinead, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, good morning.
Tell us about Auntie Nellie's. You've got 14 shops.
We do, around the country, yes. From Dublin, Cork, Kerry, all the way up to Mayo. They're countrywide.
And when did this business, how long is this business on the go?
Since 2011.
Okay. And tell me then about the type of sweets that you sell, Sinead. Again, let's talk about bullseyes, licorice, all sorts. I remember those cinnamon rolls. Get your texts in, folks, because we have three sweets experts here. And anything you want to know about love hearts, cinnamon rolls, bullseyes, acid drops, love hearts. Tell us more, Sinead.
Well, Auntie Nellie started out in 2011. We have 11 shops nationwide. Primarily our main ethos is that we are a traditional Irish sweet shop, but in the current climate we have branched out. Within last year we teamed with our sister company, the TLC Confectionery in Mallow in Cork. We've built our own state-of-the-art chocolate factory.
Okay.
We specialise in handmade artisan chocolates. So that's actually going really, really well for us at the moment.
Okay, so these sweets that used to be made by Lemons or whoever it was, are they still made in Ireland?
Yes.
Okay, and where are they made?
Our main supplier would be from Crillies. They are based in Dublin, but there is a few factories currently around the country as well.
Okay, and tell me about educating, you know, a new generation to the sweets that we grew up on. Like, you know, clearly, you know, if you tell a young fella about, you know, about basically a bullseye or an apple tart or an acid drop, it means nothing to them. So how do you market the old sweets with new consumers?
Well, a lot of people, they'd come in, you know, maybe parents or grandparents, and, you know, the minute they come in, their breath is taken away, the whole nostalgia of it. Well, do you have apple drops? My granddad used to eat those. Or do you have, you know, bullseyes? I remember those. So, you know, kind of basically through memory, most people would remember
and
certain
products. Because it's the parent that's paying the bill and he's saying, well, why don't you try these? Let me bring our third guest. He's waiting patiently there. David Dunn, he's the co-owner of Twizzlers in Bray. David, you're very welcome to the programme. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Tell us about your business.
On a different scale to your previous two guests, we're an American-based sweet shop. So 90% of our stock would be from the US. We would do kind of brands that you would see here, but they have different variants. So we have 8 different types of M&Ms.
Wow.
We're very neglected for a range of them over here. As you can see, you have mint and...
I'm looking here at mint M&Ms, white chocolate M&Ms. Oh, man, this is a... I'm in a sweet shop. I'm in a paradise here.
Peanut butter M&Ms would be one of our number one sellers.
Right. So you're playing on a different sort of, in the sense that you're saying, oh, I was in America and I had the white chocolate M&Ms. I wonder, could I get them anywhere?
Yeah.
I know the place. I can get them in Twizzlers out in Bray.
Or online on twizzlers.ie. But you would see, if you come in, you would see a lot of our stock is from TV, films and movies. So you would see the likes of Twinkies, which were very prominent in the Die Hard movies, or from... Zombieland is a very kind of niche film that the kids would watch. We'd have Babe Ruth bars that were from The Goonies.
Right.
Zagnut bars that are seen in Beetlejuice. Moon pie there.
I've got a moon pie here, folks.
If you're a fan of The Big Bang Theory, that's what Sheldon's grandmother calls them, and because they're squishy on the inside.
Yeah, so this is like a big chocolate marshmallow.
It's like a massive big wagon wheel. It's American-style wagon wheel, twice as big and twice as thick, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. We also do pick-and-mix sweets, but we do them in a very different format. We have large Perspect tubes that come down from the ceiling, and the kids can self-serve themselves. But we don't offer the fried at the end. We have weighing scales so they can keep an eye on what they're spending. Not like the traditional, you know, pick and mix in the shopping centres where you need a credit union loan by the time you're finished.
Loads of texts coming in. Keep them coming in. We've got 3 experts here that can ask any of your questions about sweets of old and of new. Somebody reminds me that it's Mooney's in Kilkenny. I think I might have said Meanies by mistake. Indeed it is Mooney's, and I remember it well. Another texter says, I used to love fizzle sticks, but you just can't get them anywhere. Can you help me out?
Fizzle sticks are, there's about 4 or 5 different varieties of fizzle sticks out there. And no, none of them taste like the traditional version. But if you look hard enough, you can find a sweet called an Edinburgh Rock.
Right.
Which is near identical. That's what we found when people have sampled them.
Sinead, can I ask you about the sort of, you know, we're hearing all about this sort of calorie counting and, you know, eating clean and all this sort of stuff. This probably flies somewhat in the face of eating clean, but, you know, is that an obstacle to sales, or do you just see people that are, you know, they want to treat themselves?
Well, from my both point of views, everyone deserves a treat once in a while. But we've also, you know, you also need to tap into that market in a certain way. Like all our Katie's chocolate, that would be all gluten-free. So there's a huge market at the moment for people with dietary restrictions. So all our chocolate is towards that market.
Okay. Brian, I'm just opening this moon pie here as I speak to you because I can't resist it, and I'm going to have a big bite of it shortly. But you might tell me about some of the brands that are selling with you as I munch into this moon pie given to me by David Dunn here.
Yeah, I suppose probably our biggest sellers would still be some of the old traditional types like cola cubes and sour apple drops. But still, like Milky Teat would be chocolate toffee mice. They would be like the chocolate toffee mice. They're really pull the teeth out of your head now at this stage in my life, but so I don't go near them, but plenty of people are still buying them. And
Milky teeth, I remember the milky teeth. They're kind of,
And they're back, they have the original recipe still there, so they kind of stopped making them, and then through kind of public demand, really looking for it, they started making them again.
Another thing I remember, Brian, is in Mooney's that they used to have, and I don't know if anybody do this anymore, you know the purple snacks, the broken bits of that they used to be sold by weight? So it was like broken pieces, and you used to get them in a brown paper bag. So it was all sort of, I think they were obviously the offcuts or whatever, but you just got this big bag of purple snacks that was absolutely to die for. The moon pie is gorgeous, by the way, Dave. it's like a giant wagon wheel, as you say.
To try and fight my business partner Barry away from them, they're not my personal favourite, but they're one of his, and you know he's a devil for them, all right. And because we have coffee in the shop, you know, there's nothing worse than a naked cup of coffee. There has to be something to be dipped in it, you know.
Yeah. So, you know the way lots of businesses, I'm sorry, I'm talking with my mouth full, which I shouldn't really be doing, but you know the way lots of businesses, there's sort of trends. We saw juice bars coming.
Yeah.
We see donut bars at the moment. I'm not sure if they're going to last. It'll be my own. And there's a lot of things have sort of come and gone.
Yeah.
Could the sweet shop fall into that category of being something that's somewhat fatty?
Well, that's,
you know, when you're talking about doing it different ways, you're talking about coffee. Sinead is talking about bringing chocolate back in. Does that tell you anything?
That's what happened to me in Bray. I did have a traditional old Irish sweet shop. We found that our younger customers were coming in looking for what they'd seen on vloggers and bloggers and videos on YouTube. And unfortunately, to some of these kids, the world is a lot bigger than they think. They might see a vlogger open into a packet of Bean Boozled, which is a huge seller for us.
Right.
It's gone viral. There's celebrity videos of these. It's like Russian roulette with jelly beans. If you're lucky, you get strawberry. If you're unlucky, you get dead fish. You know.
I have a packet actually. Yeah.
But they think that they can go down to their local Spar and Central.
Okay.
You know, so that's where we come in. That's what we've decided to do, is to completely bring this in as our number one sellers.
I'm looking at this. This is incredible. So it's called Bean Boozled, okay? And I'm looking at it here. So you can get lawn chippings or lime, right? So, or you can get stinky socks or tutti frutti.
They get worse.
It's Russian roulette.
Exactly. There's no other way to describe it.
And kids play with, that's a great idea. But we can see that'll be a lot of fun at a party.
Believe it or not, like, you will find that as much adults are buying them for when they're having drinking parties at home, you know, and as if you need something else to help you vomit, you know.
Well, that is incredible.
Yeah, there is a vomit flavour in there, and it does, you know, it does what it says in the tin.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Okay, that's Bean Boozled. Okay, yeah. If anybody, and they're by the Jelly Bean Factory, who would...
They're from Jelly Belly. They're a US-based customer, similar to the...
Okay. Yeah. All right, loads of texts coming in saying, love Nancy Balls, bought in young shops in Churchtown. That's from Imelda. Anybody know them? Nancy Balls? No?
Aniseed Balls. It's another name for aniseed balls.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Caller said that Caffrey's Snowballs, I think I remember them, they go back over 60 years. Whatever happened to Texan Bars? Anybody know them?
I know them, but I haven't seen them in decades, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, no, I don't think they make them anymore. No.
Is that right?
Yeah, no.
And Bobby, you literally are a kid in a sweet shop. I know I am. David, tell me about some of your blends down there and your varieties that we're really pushing the bowl out here with some wacky stuff on the sweets. What's the strangest request that you get online?
Look, everybody's still looking for a taste of what they had as a kid, but unfortunately some of it is gone. And I say I'd often get regular requests, all right, for the Texan bars and that, but nothing unusual. They're all fair enough requests, really.
And where are
but,
you?
The snowballs still, they're still being made by Caffrey's. We sell a lot of those, all right. Yeah.
Right. And where are you getting your supplies, David? Or Brian? Where are you getting your supplies?
I get a lot of them from here in Ireland. I go to the UK to wholesalers over there to get stuff as well. But I try to keep it as Irish as I can, you know. But some bits and pieces I do have to go to the UK for. But
maybe
it's probably 90% from here in Ireland.
And that point I was talking to David about earlier about, I suppose, is there enough in a sweet shop? Do you have to, like, you seem to have gone with an online focus. Was retailing, you know, core retailing tough?
It was, yeah, because be honest, like when I opened it up in 2009, there was nobody really doing it. And all of a sudden, then there was a plethora of them around the place, you know, so that obviously cut margins and profits and all that. So the online is a lot more efficient way of getting selling my product, and it's a bigger market as well. Like Kilkenny's a small enough town, as you know yourself.
So, yeah.
It kind of, you know, so you had to think outside the box, and rather than just trying to get customers in the door, you had to, so that's why I went with the online shop.
Yeah. David, your idea around the sort of Americanization, if I might call it that, of the products seems to me to be a good one. What about other products such as milkshakes and things like that?
Yeah, unfortunately, like yourself, I do champion the high street, coming from Bray, you know, we haven't done Drum and Carrick Mines on our doorstep. So we do champion the, you know, the shop local. So we did have to kind of, you know, the idea was an American sweet shop. But we ventured into like other brands, like milkshakes. Yeah, they're huge for us now at the moment, particularly with the good weather. But believe it or not, like yourself, coffee has just been incredible. It's kept the door open at times.
Yeah.
Neither one of us had experience at it. We just saw this really funky brand in Marley Coffee. And we also have a philosophy where, yes, most of our stuff is not made here.
Yeah.
But we use local services, and that's why we used the likes of the guys from Coffee Perfection to bring in Marley Coffee. We have Design Aid. Aiden, his name is O'Toole. He's a partner in Bray. He does all our graphics. So that's how we offset not being able to buy what we're looking for here, here in Ireland. But yeah, you have to diversify. It's too hard to survive on a main street dealing with one.
Okay.
So you have to give plenty of options.
Okay, final text that I'll just give to anybody who'll answer it for me. Do the lads remember a thing called Lucky Lumps? That's from Joe in Dublin too.
No. Unfortunately.
Okay, no. Sorry, Joe. Nobody remembers Lucky Lumps. I'd like to thank my guests, Sinead Hancock, manager of the Temple Bar branch of Auntie Nellie's, Brian Kenny from the Slip Sweet Shop down there in Kilkenny, my old home city, and David Dunn, the co-owner of Twizzlers out in Bray. Thanks very much for all the sweets, folks. And thank you all very much for coming in to talk about your business.
Down to Business, sponsored by Flowgas. On the grid, off the grid. Flowgas is Ireland's only supplier of LPG and natural gas, wherever you are.